This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 362 for Friday, April 21st. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were mostly higher at Friday's close after trading to both sides of unchanged. The largest gains in the front months with speculative positioning a feature. Nearby May up $9.10 at $766.90 per ton. New crop November up $1.10 at the final bell at $702. Speculators covering short positions accounted for some of the activity in the nearby contracts. Weakness in the Canadian dollar and wide crush margins also underpinned the futures. However, losses in outside markets, including Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed, did account for some spillover selling pressure. Expectations for a large crop in 2023, despite possible seeding delays in parts of the prairies, also weighed on the values, with positioning ahead of next week's Statistics Canada acreage report behind some of the activity. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Uncertainty in the financial markets ahead of next week's U.S. Federal Reserve interest rate announcement was behind some of the pre-weekend selling pressure. Soybeans down for the third straight day with bearish chart signals keeping the path of least resistance pointed lower. The May contract down 14 cents at 14.83 per bushel. Large Brazilian supplies are thought to be displacing U.S. beans in the world export market, although declining production out of Argentina did remain supportive. Yesterday, the International Grain Council raised their estimate for world soybean production next year to 401 million tons, up by 2 million from an earlier estimate, and 31 million tons above the current crop. World soybean ending stocks were pegged at 60 million tons. That would be up by 11 million on the year. Corn also pressured by Brazilian exports. The May contract down only half a cent, though, at 663 and a quarter. July seeing more activity. It's down 10 cents at 615 per bushel. The harvest of Brazil's summer corn crop is just over half complete, with conditions generally favorable for development of the second crop. World corn ending stocks are forecast to rise to 264 million tons next year by the IGC, a 6 million ton increase from what's expected this year. Wheat, it is mostly lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 9 cents in the May contract at 847 per bushel. Kansas City up a half cent at the final bell in May at 840 and three quarters. Chicago wheat down 6 cents in the May contract at 661 per bushel. Forecasts calling for colder temperatures and the potential for frost across parts of the U.S. Plains and Midwest this next week did provide support, but ideas the moisture that's expected will help replenish dry soils kept the weather as a bearish influence overall. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, April 21st. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.